Hello and welcome to the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast. Over the next 8 weeks, you can expect to hear a series of short audios intended to support you in learning how we apply a holistic approach to the ICF core competencies. This is part 5 of 8 that focuses on maintaining presence. Enjoy. Today we're exploring maintains presence. The ICF definition is fully conscious and present with the client, employing a style that is open, flexible, grounded, and confident. Our holistic approach has us looking through a holistic lens where we practice our own holistic well-being routine so that we can maintain presence with our clients. So first and foremost, we abide by a holistic approach, whatever that means for the individual coach. We, of course, share the holistic approach through the 4 levels, the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical levels. And so we're always encouraging our students to have their own holistic well-being routine. Why? Because it's a way to take good care of yourself. It is a way to support yourself holistically. It is a way to make sure that you're fit for purpose as a coach. We're not going for perfection in these levels. We're going for mindfulness. We're going for being conscientious around these levels so that we can take good care of ourselves while we're facilitating coaching for other people. So it's a big part of our philosophy is that our students, our coaches that we're training have their own holistic well-being routine so that they can be fully present and available to the people that they're serving. And taking good care of themselves outside of the coaching session and outside of the coaching container so that they can take good care of themselves while they're inside the coaching container in session. We also intend to bring our authentic self to our coaching conversations. So I think this is something that makes the holistic approach a bit different. Usually it's quite like a meeting of the minds when people coach together, or people may be bringing their ego, more of their ego, to the coaching conversations. And we're always just encouraging people to bring more of their true self, their authentic self, to their coaching conversations. So in order to do that, you have to have some presence to yourself, to your true self, your authentic self. And you have to be able to maybe even distinguish between different aspects of yourself or different parts of yourself. And that seems to always come up in the training that we do where, you know, people talk about their inner child or people talk about some sort of aspect of themselves, perfectionistic side. And we're able to look at the whole student and look at the whole coach and encourage you to look at your whole self as a coach so that you can be very intentional about, you know, what's coming up for you, what parts of you you're really bringing to the coaching conversation. I'm certainly always aspiring to bring my highest self, my authentic self to the coaching conversations. And in that way, not letting maybe some of my own stuff, my own backstory or my own perspectives or opinions get in the way of the coaching that's happening. And then lastly, we become more and more comfortable in the silence and pauses, knowing that in the silence and the pauses is where the presence is. So this is certainly part of, you know, ICF coaching is to be comfortable in the silence, the pause, the reflections of the client. But furthermore, with a holistic lens, it's learning that there's incredible insights and awareness that can come through the silence and the pauses. And if we're always interrupting, or if we're always jumping in with what we think about something as the coach, we're actually cutting off the presence and the opportunity for some really great insights and awareness to come through for the client. So this can be a learning curve for some people, because some people feel really uncomfortable in the silence and the pauses. But I find that throughout the training that we do together, people get to hear others be in that silence and pause. And you just get to become more comfortable by hearing other people coach, and through your own coaching and own practice, that you start to realize that it's okay to be in the silence and the pauses. And furthermore, have that knowing that there's actual insights and awareness that can come through for the client when they actually get to sit and be still with themselves, which we don't always get to do in this very busy, busy world that we live in. If there's only one thing that you take away from today's episode, it's that presence is at the heart of holistic coaching. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy into the world.